2 hours. No, that's map section 3, not 4. I don't give a damn what command says about anything. Look, Mulligan, I don't think I'm getting through to you. You're dropping your damn barrage on our position.
Set and see.
You can't hear me.
The reason you can't hear me is because you're firing your mortar at your end, and they're dropping here at our end. No, the Krauts are not here. We're here! Mulligan, your bombs are coming down on our heads! I don't know where the Krauts are! Just lift your goddamn barrage! Over! I thought I told you to bring me some good-looking kid, not this fat sausage-chewing wino.
Well, if you were looking for a young boy, you should have sent somebody else, Joe.
Oh. Halligan, you son of a bitch.
Hey, Joe! It looks like they're trying to push up the canal.
Now, what do you want me to do about it, Pachuco?
The half track's been wiped out. Eddie's been hit.
Well, we'll go see what's happening, eh?
Grace! Jonesy! Grab a lid and go with Corporal Job.
I'm a devil!
All right, you got it.
Pick him up.
Hey! It's Mulligan.
It's Mulligan. What the hell does he want?
He says he's sorry.
Sorry, son of a bitch.
Mulligan, Big Joe's a little upset right now. I think maybe you should leave town. Get out of the neighborhood. Right.
Does he speak English?
Yeah, he's a colonel in intelligence.
Yeah. Well, Colonel, it's a big noise with the German intelligence. You ought to be able to tell us about Nancy, right?
Under the Geneva Conventions, you only...
Sit down! I'm not interested in defenses. I'm interested in hotels, okay? Are there any still standing?
There are three. Two are defended by units of the third.
And which is the most comfortable?
I don't know.
Hey, look. You got to think of us as tourists. I don't want any military information. I just want to know the best hotel, okay?
I think it is called the Majestic.
And who's the owner?
I can't remember his name.
All right, all right. Check the Michelin guide. Now, what about women?
Gentlemen, I must warn you, the German army's preparing a counterattack. Nancy...
Sit down. Look, we're not worried about the German army. We got enough troubles of our own. To the right, General Patton. To the left, the British army. To the rear, our own goddamn artillery. And besides all that, it's raining. And the only good thing to say about the weather, it keeps our air corps from blowing us all to hell because it's too lousy to fly. Verstehe?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, what about the broads and Nancy?
What?
The women.
Yes, there is a house. I cannot give you the directions. I've never been there.
Hey, here it is. Nancy. Principal attractions, the Church of the Cordeliers tombs, woodwork and statues, City Hall, 18th century, with stairway and square reception room. Palace Stanislaus, impressive gates, Portery Museum of Lorraine, charged to see three...
Will you cut the culture crap and get to the hotels?
Majestic Hotel, 3 stars, a knife and a fork.
Beautiful. I think we're going to keep this guy until we get to Nancy. We can use him when we get to town.
Hey, Joe!
What do you want, Barbara?
Well, the captain wants to see you.
Can
I get in? I'll be right with you.
What should I do, Joe?
Stay on the radio.
Joe, I think we ought to send him back for interrogation.
Hey, look, Kelly, nobody's copping out on this, you understand? The colonel serves a more strategic purpose by staying with us. If he needs interrogating, then you do it right here. Open the door.
Hey, Joe!
What do you want?
Do me a favor, will you?
What?
Don't call me Barbara.
That's your name, is it?
Well, my name's Barbara.
Come on, will you?
No, I only wanted to...
What are these, Colonel?
Just my orders and letters of transport.
Fisher, what are you transporting?
Files.
What kind of files?
Clerical.
Clerical, huh? Mind telling me what you were doing in this area?
I needed petrol for my trucks. The bombing. Trucks won't move without petrol.
What do you want, Kelly?
Interpret these for me, will you? What are these?
Lead bars.
Lead?
Yes, the bag was supposed to have been dropped in the water in case of capture. Unfortunately, you surprised me.
All these papers are about some kind of convoy from France to Germany. Code name is Tannenbaum. Travel reports are a shipment of...
That's enough.
Thanks.
Colonel? Come here, Colonel. Oh, little Joe. Give me that brandy, will you?
What for?
Just give me that brandy.
Gee, Kelly, what do you want to give away the good brandy to the crowd for?
This way, Colonel. Over here. Now sit down on this bench. I want you to have a drink.
Under the Geneva Convention?
Oh, this isn't Geneva, Colonel. I just want to have a nice sociable talk with you, that's all. Drink.
But I will not divulge any further information.
Drink.
Oh, you idiot. Move in.
Come on. Cover me. Mitchell? Mitchell?
Yeah?
Big Joe. You stay here. All right, where is he?
Inside.
Captain?
Yeah, who is it?
It's me, Big Joe. Where are you?
I'm in here.
What are you doing there, sir?
I'm checking out the motor.
The motor? What for?
We're pulling out of this sector, and I want to see if this boat's worth taking back to the base.
What about Nancy?
Third Army's taking over. We go into reserve. When they take Nancy, we go back in the line.
Oh, wow, Captain. I don't think you have the welfare of your men at heart. Now, look, this is a big town with a lot of passionate broads, great restaurants, feather beds and rooms with hot water. Look, Captain, we've been rained on, pushed on, bombed on, mortared on by Mulligan all the way from the Normandy beachhead.
I'm aware of that problem, Sergeant.
I'm aware of that problem. You've been aware of that problem ever since we got out of the water at Omaha. Look, Captain, why is it that every time we get to a town like Nancy, it's these guys with the clean uniforms and the ties that get to ride into the trucks into town and make that bitch?
The general says we pull out, so we pull out.
Oh, look, Captain. You can't let them do this. I gotta get my men here some broads before they start freaking out with each other.
I'm aware that that situation might be developing, Sergeant. I think I could get this in the hold of a B-17.
We're point section to the whole damn army. Nancy's our town, Captain.
Hey,
yeah!
Barber says there's a company of Germans starting to push up.
I'll be back. I'll be with you in a minute. Captain!
Hey, look, we got it all figured out. We even got a guide. All we have to do is get in there.
Yeah, well, there's a couple of German divisions around here that says you can.
All right, so we need a little help.
Sergeant, the only help I need is to get this yacht out of here. Now, you get back to the barn, and I'll get the engineers and do it myself.
Hey, look, Captain, you're supposed to be in charge of this outfit.
You're doing such a good job, Sergeant. Why should I get in your way?
Hey, cowboy! We got a report that three tanks are coming up the road. I suggest you get activated.
Hold her down there a bit, Willard. I think the corporal here's trying to tell us something.
Yes, sir. You tell me what?
I was saying that there are three tanks coming up the road. I suggest you get activated.
Oh, now, come on, pal. Ain't you got any Shermans? Well, we've been polishing these things up here for 2 days. Now, if we take them out there in that rain, they're going to rust up on us.
Boy, don't give me a hard time. Just get off your ass and get out there.
Yes, sir, I didn't mean nothing. I'm just trying to tell you how we feeling. Ain't that right, sir?
All right, you need to hold the ground. It's all false, but we're a reconnaissance company. It's not our job to hold the ground. That's an infantry job. We're supposed to go out and find someplace, look at it, tell you what the situation is. I can tell you what the situation is. It stinks, it's wet, it's cold, and we're under heavy fire. Yes, yes.
Are they sending up anything to support us?
They say they haven't got anything. We've been ordered to hold.
What?
That's what I told
him. You think we ought to pull out?
Huh?
You think we ought to pull out?
I don't know. Better wait for Big Joe.
Corporal, those aren't Mulligan's mortars coming down anymore. Those are German 88s. Much as I like Big Joe, I don't want to spend the rest of the war in a prison camp. Beside which, I'm first-generation Italian. They shoot me as a traitor. The indications are the Germans are coming, and we're not going to stop them. So with your permission, I'm going to pull the command vehicle to the other side of the canal. Okay?
Yeah, go on.
Hans Fisher, get that damn thing out of here. Okay, everybody, we're pulling out on the double. Move that stretcher. Telling it what to do.
God damn it, cowboy!
I don't know what shit you're talking about, boy. There ain't three tanks out there. There's about 20 of them out there. Ain't that right, Willie?
Damn right. Get that thing to the other side of the canal, you maniac.
Well, that's what we was figured on doing.
Hey, Kelly,
Come on, we're going now. You coming, ain't ya?
On ahead.
All right, good luck.
Hey, Ben, let's go.
How many more bars of gold like this do you have in that convoy?
Fiat sale.
No, come on. Speak English. Come on.
Yeah.
How many bars like this in your trucks?
14.
14 what?
1,000.
14,000? Colonel, whereabouts is your convoy right now?
Where are you? Claremont.
In Claremont. Claremont. Is the gold still in the trucks? Yes. Whereabouts? Whereabouts is the gold?
In the bank. In the bank.
Colonel, wake up. What about support units?
The park.
Yeah, units. Tanks. Come on, tanks, stuff like that. Tanks! Huh?
Three tiger tanks.
What about infantry? What about infantry, Colonel?
You hear from headquarters?
We've been ordered to hold.
Looking after the colonel, that's what.
Well, shoot him. Let's get the hell out of here.
Shoot him. We don't get the gold.
What gold?
The gold's in a bank 25 miles east of Nancy, that's what.
Mulligan, I said 3 minutes. Come on, let's get out of here.
We're pulling out.
Wait a minute, will you, Kelly? Will you wait a minute? Wait a minute, Kelly, listen to me a second. It's not me, I tell you. It's not me. I can't tell one shell from another. They all look alike. They all look alike, Kelly. If it was me, if I could tell, would I be here? Would I be here? I wouldn't even be here, Kelly. I'd be back in the States, checking out the tents. I'd be down with all those frauds. I'd be working at that factory.
Relax, Molly.
Kelly, wait a minute, will you? I tell you, we've got to have a little understanding around here. How the hell we haven't got any understanding around here, Kelly?
Mulligan, I just want to make a proposition to you.
A proposition?
Well, this is 30. Oh, just illegal. Well, I want you to set up a barrage for me. I want you to lay down a barrage for me, Mulligan. Grid section 7, right here at these crossroads.
Yeah, well, I gotta have a signed operations order from the CEO, Kelly. I need an authorization.
I see, that's just the problem, Mulligan. We don't have an authorization.
You don't have a... Well, gee whiz, Kelly, without an authorization, I can't help you.
I told you I had a proposition for you, and that's just what I meant. Proposition.
Why?
Why what?
Why not?
You won't forget me now, will you?
I know. I won't forget, Kelly.
You're a good man, Mulligan.
Yeah, Kelly.
They wanted you to read it, Joe.
Take the underwear off your head, huh? Enough is enough.
We've been ordered to pull back. Huh?
We've been ordered to pull back.
Yeah, I heard.
All right. We've been ordered back to map reference 473, so let's move it.
But my hair is still in curlers.
Yeah.
Jonathan Willard!
Come on, let's move it out. Move him out, will you, Corporal? Where you been?
Checking a few things out.
Like what?
I'm going after that gold, Joe.
You want in?
I want in. Well, you let me tell you something, soldier. Let me make it nice and clear for you. I got a job to do. And that's to get you guys to Berlin without getting killed. We've been at the front end of this war all the way. If you whisper one word about the gold to these guys, I'm going to have you bounce from this outfit so fast your feet won't even touch the ground. Now, do you understand that, Kelly?
Yeah, I understand. You better fix up some transfer papers for me, because I'm going. With you or without you.
Okay.
Okay, Sergeant, everything's secure up here. I'm coming down now.
Hi, Captain.
Hey, Sergeant, you think I can get the shot to Paris by Sunday?
Hey, you didn't bring me to this lousy farmhouse to talk about this lousy boat again, did you, Captain?
Oh, no, Sergeant. I worked out a deal with headquarters. I've got 3 days' rest for you and the men. Now, I want you to make sure they have a good time. I got to get this yacht to Paris and pick up one or two things for the general.
And where do we spend this vacation?
Right here, Sergeant.
Are you kidding?
Well, no, I'm not kidding. With a little imagination, you can fix this place up, lay out a baseball diamond, run the water into the back of the house. Special services coming by with some magazines and paperbacks.
We're 10 miles from the nearest town. There's no action.
Well, that's the beautiful thing about this location, Sergeant. It's quiet. Get yourselves a suntan, a little rest. 3 days, we're back in the line.
Hey, Captain! We're all ready to move out.
Yeah, I'm coming. Go ahead.
Captain, there's no booze, there's no frauds, there's no action.
That's another thing. Don't fool around with the women. Their husbands carry guns. And don't forget the penalty for looting is death.
Loot what? There's nothing in a loot.
I'll be back in 3 days.
Get yourself a suntan and get some rest. He's got to be out of his mind.
Yeah, but how does he get away with it? That's what I'd like to know.
Very simple. The general's his uncle, that's how.
Game?
What do you want?
I'll talk to you for a couple minutes.
What about?
I have this deal I've been working on. Thought you might be interested in helping me out.
What kind of deal?
Private deal.
Oh, yeah? Hey, Harry, go get yourself a haircut. I hear Maitland's got himself a yacht and taking it to Paris.
Right.
No money in yachts. What does he want a yacht for?
Who cares, as long as it keeps him out of our hair for a few days.
Okay, Kelly. What is it? What is it you want?
Well, I want 15 Thompsons, 230 caliber machine guns, 2 bazookas, 2 field radios, and enough supplies and ammunition to last a platoon of men in the field for 3 days.
Oh, that all?
Nope. I want the intelligence reports of this whole sector, and I need them in the next 2 hours.
That's nice. What's in it for me?
A piece of the action?
What kind of action?
This kind of action.
Hello, is he? Yeah, it's me, it's me. Listen, get me a quotation for gold on the Paris market. Yeah, now, and hurry it up. How much more where this came from?
14,000 bars.
14,000 bars? 14,000? Hey, sweetheart. Have yourself a bottle of booze. You're beautiful. 14,000 bars. Set up Balbo. That's beautiful. Where is it?
In a bank.
In a bank? You're getting pretty ambitious, aren't you? I mean, to think you can blow a bank and get away with it.
It's behind enemy lines.
Behind enemy lines. It could be the perfect crime. Where is he? Right. Right. I got you.
Say 4, 7, carat 2, gold, 54, 6.
1.6 million dollars. What else will you need?
You could probably use some armor.
What are you doing up there?
Firecracker.
What the hell's that?
His name's Oddball.
I got three Shermans outside.
Yeah, what outfit?
Right now, I don't have any outfit.
Who's your commanding officer?
He got decapitated by an 88 about 6 weeks ago. But I mean, don't say you're sorry. He's been trying to get us killed ever since we landed in Omaha Beach. It's terrible.
He hasn't reported him dead yet. You see, I've been collecting his whiskey.
We see our role as essentially defensive in nature. While our armies are advancing so fast and everyone's knocking themselves out to be heroes, we are holding ourselves in reserve in case the Krauts mount a counteroffensive which threatens Paris or maybe even New York. Then we can move in and stop them. But for $1.6 million, we could become heroes for 3 days. A Sherman can give you a very nice edge.
Where are these Shermans?
Outside. Come on, I'll show them to you. These are my boys. Dirt and the rust hang you up. We like to give the impression that we're just out of action, badly in need of a period of rest and reorganization. And that way nobody bugs us. Come on, look at the engine. This engine's been modified by our mechanical genius here, Moriarty. Right?
Whatever you say, babe.
These tanks are faster than any other tanks in the European theater of operations, forwards or backwards. See, man, we like to feel that we can get out of trouble quicker than we got into it.
Any other secret weapons?
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, you see, all the tanks we come up against are bigger and better than ours. So that all we can hope to do is, like, scare them away, you know? This gun is an ordinary 76 millimeter, but we add this piece of pipe onto it, and the Krauts think, like, maybe it's a 90 millimeter. We got our own ammunition. It's filled with paint. When we fire it, it makes pretty pictures, scares the hell out of people. We got a loudspeaker here, and when we go into battle, we play music very loud. It kind of calms us down.
Come on inside for a minute.
If I hear any more threats against Captain Maitland's life, if I hear any more wild talk about going down to headquarters and killing the general or raping the nurses at the field hospital, I'm going to strangle a guy with my bare hands. You understand that? Now, all good things come to those who wait. We're going to have a lot of fun here. Are we, cowboy?
You can bet your boots on that, partner.
Sergeant, partner.
Right, Sarge.
All right.
Joe?
Yeah.
I think I've got the crabs.
We're going to boil our laundry. We're going to set up a little shower area so we can wash our cute little bodies. Right, Barbara?
Barbara.
Shut up. Shave. A little wine, women, and song. A little Chiquita for you, Pachuca, okay? It's going to take a little time to get organized. but I want that farmhouse to look like a nightclub. Little Joe, I want you to set up a bar.
We ain't got no booze.
We ain't got no booze.
Well, we're going to get some booze. And I'm going to go down to Potaton, see if I can lay my hands on some dirty movies. And when I come back, I want that farmhouse not only clean, but completely decorated. Do you understand that? All right, Corporal, follow out. Let's get moving.
16 mil.
16 mil.
Kelly, I think I made a slight mistake. It's not 1.6 million.
It's 16 million bucks. What a bundle. Yeah. 16.
All right. Well, we're going to need plenty of gasoline on this trip. Think you can handle getting it through enemy lines?
Name of place, baby.
Okay. Right here. Good section B. Tonight at $2,100.
No good, man. I mean, like, the boys have got something special on tonight.
Are you nuts? What's more important than 16 million bucks?
You come around tonight, crap game. And we'll show you.
Okay. Tomorrow night, then, right along this road, same hour.
We'll be there.
If you're late, we'll move out without you.
If we're late, it's because we're dead.
What about Big Joe?
You handle the supplies. I'll take care of Big Joe.
I'm not only going to handle the supplies, kid. I'm going along and protect my investment.
Don't trust me.
I just think a firm financial mind should be behind an enterprise such as this. That could be a bonus. And besides, Switzerland's only 100 miles away. I don't want anybody getting lost.
Now, look, I don't want half the army in on this deal. Don't want any friends or any friends of friends. I want to keep it a tight little unit. Right, Oddball?
Oh, yeah, man. I mean, no sweat, you know.
I'll pick you up in about an hour. You can hang on to that bar of gold as a deposit.
Who is that guy, Crap Game?
His name's Kelly. Used to be a lieutenant. Pretty good one, too. Till they gave him orders to attack the wrong hill. Wiped out half a company of GIs. Somebody had to get the blame, and he got picked.
Oh, man. I don't like officers.
Neither does he, sir. So relax. Get me Hogan in intelligence.
Crap game.
Yeah?
You mind I take this bar of gold and show it to the boys?
No, no, not at all, but just remember where you found it at. Bring it back here.
You're a good boy, Crap game.
Something's wrong with him. Hello, Hogan? It's Crap game. I got you the scotch and the nylons you wanted. Yeah. Do I ever fail you? You better believe it. Never miss. Listen, I got a little favor to ask of you.
Will you stop crying? I haven't even asked you yet. What the hell's the matter with you?
You wait here, Padre. I warned you, if you started anything, I'd bust you out, Kelly.
You transfer me, Joe? You have to transfer every man in this outfit.
I told you to lay off these guys.
Take it easy, Joe. Kelly's got the whole thing figured
out. Who invited you, hustler?
He did.
Hey, Joe. It's a snap. 16 million just waiting to be picked up.
Did he forget to tell you it's behind enemy lines?
I told him.
Yeah? Did you tell him how to get through the lines and how to cover to the 30 miles to clam on?
I told him.
Then tell me!
Listen, Joe, Kelly's got it figured pretty good.
Listen, Crap, this guy's gonna get you all killed.
We're getting killed now, pal, for 50 bucks a month.
Damn right.
What good is a bonus gonna do for you when you're dead?
The risk is the same one we've been taking since we hit the beaches.
Only then you didn't have a choice. Now you do.
3 days from now, we're going back into the line, Joe. But this time, we're doing it for ourselves.
Kelly's even got us armor support.
What armor?
Three Shermans from the 321st.
Who's in command?
It's a top-line outfit. I personally recommend these guys.
You butt out, hustler. The only time you come out of the ground is when you smell a profit.
Oh, yeah? Well, I'm coming out now, because Kelly's got the perfect caper.
Sure, for you, it's a vacation. 6 days out of seven, you're behind the lines. We're at the broken end of a bottle all the time, so you butt out. Who's in command?
Guy named Oddball.
Oddball? He's a freak.
He's got three Shermans all ready to go.
What kind of a guarantee is that? He's ready to go. He's a nut.
Well, we're all nuts, or we wouldn't be here.
Hey, look. Let me tell you guys something. You know, there's certain rules and regulations governing the fighting of a war. And the first one is that you never stick your neck out for nobody. Unless you're some kind of a hero type. And I haven't seen any hero types around here lately.
Talking's not going to do any good, Joe. These men are all going.
And who's going to lead them?
If you don't, I will.
Oh, just listen to Kelly for a minute, Joe. He's got it all sewed, man. The route, the timing, the supplies, everything.
Sure. Sure. What do you say, Corporal?
Oh, I don't know, Joe. I figure if I gotta go, it might just as well be this trip as the next one.
Penn?
I'm Ford.
How about it, cowboy?
I reckon I'm gonna have to go along with it, Joe.
They're all for it, Joe.
So what happens when Maitland comes and finds out we're not here?
He'll figure we've been sent right back to the front lines.
Man, he never knows where we are anyway.
Show me what you got.
Road's about 10 yards beyond those trees. Let me look at that map, will you?
What happens if they put up roadblocks?
Doesn't matter. All that matters is Mulligan being on time.
Mulligan is on time. On time and on target. And he ain't ever been that yet.
Well, there's always a first time. Way I figured, the town's about a quarter of a mile straight ahead.
What happens if it isn't there?
It better be there. I went through it last night. Only got a few minutes left, so let's get moving. And stick close to me, huh? I don't want to be waiting on anyone.
We'll be there, Kelly.
All right. Move out, cowboy.
Ooh, that nut has got to be nuts.
Everything all right, Kelly?
Yeah, everything's all right.
You sure you got the time straight with Mulligan?
Yeah, I got the time straight with Mulligan. Whether Mulligan can tell time or not's another question.
Thank you.
That crazy Mulligan's dropping them all over the place.
Number, General Bogle, commanding the 2nd German Armored Division. Now, I look at that face. I can read that character. This guy's a loser. Here I'm sitting in his headquarters. I'm drinking his scotch. Hell, I even got one of his broads hanging around here somewhere. The guy's a born loser. But you gentlemen have not buried him yet. You call yourselves leaders of men?
They're putting up strong resistance, General.
Oh, come on, Roach. I flew over the battlefield this morning where I could march a divisional dress parade with band music right through the middle of their line.
Well, what about our flanks, sir?
All the hell with your flanks, Roach. How many times have I got to tell you? Forget about your flanks, will you?
Sir, there's still a half a panzer division between here and Nancy.
Without gas. Without gas, gentlemen.
Oh, they're getting gas, sir. It's coming up at night.
How?
By truck.
The Air Force has got my orders to blow every bridge in this sector out of existence.
Yes, sir, and they're doing it. And the Germans are rebuilding the bridges every night.
Well, we're supposed to be blowing them up again in the daytime. Captain, get me those aerial photographs.
Right, sir. General, last night someone gave orders to redirect our mortar fire against some damn crossroads.
Listen, Roach, I don't want any excuses out of you, hear me? All I want is to know why this loser of a general is keeping me the hell out of Nancy.
Sir, we haven't got the supplies. It's just a matter of logistics.
Logistics?
Yes, sir.
We got logistics coming out of our ears. What we need is fighting spirit. The will to win. Where are those aerial photographs?
I'm sorry, sir. They don't seem to be here.
They don't what?
I can't locate them, sir.
Hey. Did you lose my aerial photographs?
Well, it looks to me like there ain't no bridges
still up. What's this here?
It's a bridge.
Looks like some kind of railroad bridge, huh?
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Even if we make that, we still got a river to cross later on.
right over there.
No, we'll let Kelly worry about that. Right now, our problem is getting through German lines, right?
Right. How?
Well, it's a railroad bridge, ain't it?
Yeah.
Well, then, beautiful. We swing down onto the railroad tracks and right over the Mother Bridge.
And over the Mother Bridge. Sure. Suppose the bridge ain't there.
Oh, man. Don't hit me with them negative waves so early in the morning. Think that bridge will be there. Mm-hmm. And it'll be there. It's a mother beautiful bridge. And it's gonna be there. Okay?
Okay, Chief.
Okay. Hard up.
How many, Grace?
Eight.
Ten?
Seven.
How many, Kelly?
Three's fine.
Cowboy?
Oh, about six and a figure about eight loose.
How about you, Willard?
About the same.
How many clips you used last night?
About eight.
Eight? You're trigger happy, Gutkowski. Here, two more. Take it easy, okay? Take it easy.
Want some K-ration scrap in?
No, thanks, kid.
Could use some water. You got any water?
Okay.
Let me get some water, okay, kid? Be right to you. Your mother?
Yeah.
You write often?
Yeah.
Where you from?
Indianapolis.
You miss your mother?
Yeah.
Good talking to you, kid.
Kelly? Kelly?
Hmm?
Big Joe wants to see you over at the command jeep. Something wrong?
Yeah, just a few little things, Kelly. According to this map, we got a river to cross before we get into this town of yours.
Yeah, well, there's a bridge right here, 6 miles out.
There was a bridge. The Air Corps knocked every bridge out of the river months ago.
Intelligence reports have the Air Corps knocking them out by day and the Germans rebuilding them by night. Now, all we have to do is get there tomorrow morning at dawn, and we've got ourselves a bridge.
Oh, how about the German army? Do you think they'd mind us crossing their bridge, Kelly?
Probably.
You know something, Kelly? I think you're crazy. Better yet, I think I'm crazy. How the hell I ever let you talk these guys into this? Push 30 miles behind enemy lines, take a bridge held by Germans, and then go into a town that we don't know how many German soldiers are guarding.
Oh, I figure there's between 30 and 40 troops in that town.
All right. How'd you figure that?
Well, it's of no military importance. It's not big enough for a garrison.
You still didn't answer the question, Kelly. How'd you figure 30 or 40 men?
Because that's the normal amount of support for three Tiger tanks.
Tigers? Where the hell did Tigers come from?
Well, that's why we have Oddball and his Shermans.
Does he know about the Tigers?
Not yet, no.
You bet your sweet ass he doesn't. Or he'd still be on that funny farm of his. He may be nuts, but he's not crazy enough to put Shermans up against Tigers. You know, once these things get rolling, they're going to blow that whole town to pieces, including us, Kelly.
You're too smart to let that happen, Joe.
Oh, wow.
You'll figure us a way in and out of that town. Now, I know you got a good head for tactics.
Oh. Well,
Yeah? And I intend to keep it right here on my shoulders, Kelly. You know, with these tigers, this operation goes above and beyond the call of duty.
That's right, Joe. 16 million above and beyond.
Hey, look, Kelly. You're pressing these guys' luck, and they only got so much of it left. It's a long, long way to Berlin, and they're going to need every inch of that luck before this cockamamie war is over. Cover!
It's one of ours.
Holy crap.
Oh. Our hero.
Oh, man, this is crazy, isn't it, Willard?
Yeah. Anybody get the number of that plant?
Why? Who are you going to file a complaint with?
Move it out. Move it out.
Yeah.
Still think we can make it, wise guy?
We can still try.
Well, our ball better show up, Kelly. That's all I got to say. He better show up.
Move it out.
All right, how is it?
Shot. There's a hole right through the cylinder.
How about the radio equipment?
Pack radio's okay, but the rest stuff's headed.
All right, pick it up and take it with you.
I got your equipment, Joe.
Bring it.
I told you. We should have never gone in on this deal.
Well, you never told me.
Yes, I did.
This is why we pay our taxes to be bombed by our own Air Force?
Damn right.
Hey, Kelly. Kelly! What do we do now?
Pick up our equipment and get out of here before a German patrol comes along.
Oh, that's great. All right, let's move all that stuff up to the wall on a double.
Everybody all right?
Yeah, I think so, Jim.
What happened, Joe? What happened?
Where the hell have you been?
I had to go.
Well, we all have to go.
Come on, we got 20 miles to walk and 9 hours to walk, and it's all moving out.
Big Joe, if I got to carry all this equipment and this satchel charge and this 30 caliber machine gun, too?
Now, give the 30 caliber to the hustler. He wants to be a hero.
Here you are, old buddy. Thanks. Get yourself a bucket of grits.
All right, Corporal, let's go. Move them out. Move it out, Penn.
Yeah, move them out.
It's a long way.
Here, Joe.
All right, thank you. Move it out. Kelly, get on the point.
How come you got me elected to carry this thing?
You wanted in on this, hustler? Then you learn to carry your own load. Come on, move it out.
Yeah, up yours.
Du fragst, heißt es?
Ja, richtig. Da kann man gar nichts machen.
Ja, hast recht.
Take it easy, take it easy, take it easy. Okay, hold it, hold it. Okay, it looks like we got some sort of military installation up ahead, so make it the same deal as before. We're going to a triangular formation. I'll go down the slot, Mo.
You get on the right flank, Whiskey. You get on the left flank. Now keep it tight. Don't break it up until I give you the word. Okay, button up and let's go.
Kicking my dog around. Makes no difference if he is a hound. You better stop kicking my dog around. Go on, Blue. Good dog, you.
Right, Joe. Come on. Move him out, Corporal. Let's go, Barbara. Wake up, you passenger. Let's go. Let's go, Tommy. All right, Hustler. Let's go.
Hey, Kelly. This was your idea. How come we don't go back to our own lines?
It's further back to our lines than it is to where we're going.
I know what. Let's surrender. I'm hungry.
All right.
I buy it. I'll make it $50 if you carry the machine gun, huh?
You got it on you?
Don't you trust me?
No, I don't.
What do you think I am, a vault? You think I carry money around on me? I ask you a little favor, and right away you don't want to help me? All I ask you to do is carry the machine gun. I'll give you $100. No, I don't have an army either. What the
matter with
you?
Shut up! Ah, you guys
keep quiet.
It's still up. No, it ain't.
You see what sending out the negative waves did, Moriarty?
Hey, that ain't my fault, Oddball. I've done nothing but have good thoughts about that damn bridge ever since we left.
What happens now?
It looks like we're gonna find ourselves another bridge.
And where are we gonna come up with another bridge?
There you go, more negative waves. Have a little faith, baby. Have a little faith. Now go on, get down into your hole. Move out!
Second Engineers, Bridging Unit, Corporal Rover speaking. Hey, Sarge! Sideball!
Hurry, watch my ass.
Yeah! Whoop, 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 whoop.
Don't try to be funny, Oddball. What do you want?
I'm telephoning you from, a cafe about 10 miles south of Missouri, and I wondered if you could do me a favor.
Missouri? I got a map around here someplace because we haven't even captured that place already.
Yes, so I heard. But everybody seems very friendly. Look, baby, I'm kind of hung up. I need about 60 feet of bridge.
How the hell am I supposed to get 60 feet of bridge 10 miles behind the German lines?
Hey, man, I'm about to put you onto something very good, and you are giving me your problems. This sector is so screwed up, nobody knows where the German lines are, where our lines are. I got through with no problem at all. Now, I got a bank bagger with $16 million, and they're just waiting to be picked up. You in?
Hey, listen, kid, they haven't got your back in a nut world again.
Hey, Bellamy, for crying out loud, that is the lousiest, stinking, most awful, stupid joke, and you're always pulling that stinking, awful, stupid joke. You don't want in this thing, you don't get in this thing. I cut you out everything. I don't need you. 60 feet of bridge I can pick up almost anywhere. Schmuck.
All right. But with three tanks, it's easy. The 60-foot bridge is something else. I need support units, Oddball. I need at least 100 guys. Where do I find 100 men just like that?
Shut up! We've walked into a minefield. All right, who bought it?
It's Grace!
Joe! I think there's a road right up here at the edge of the field.
All right, Kelly, you mark that spot and you head for the road. Everybody! Take out your bayonets!
And move towards Kelly! Corporal! Move the men down slowly. Mitchell.
Yo.
You pick up Grace's PAR and head this way. Jonesy, for Christ's sake, stand still.
Corporal, go see if Grace is still alive. Jonesy, will you get the hell down?
Thank you.
Looks all right up here.
Right! All right, you guys, keep it moving. Stay careful. Hey, I found one!
What kind is it?
The kind that blows up. How the hell do I know what kind it is?
Mark your spot and keep moving, hustler.
I'll mark it.
Kanowski, get down there on that bend and keep an eye out.
Okay, bring the BAR. Get that 30 caliber set up the other side of the wall.
Right. Could have been an estates playing ping pong volleyball. Plenty of broads. Who the hell needs all this? Get my knife and get the hell out of here. Yeah, lousy equipment. Now I gotta lift up this cannon. Carry it all the way to the front line someplace. Damn thing is heavier than Kelsey's burgers. Hell, sure, I'll get it. Rupture yet with this thing.
Move it now.
On a double across the road. Right, Barbara. Stay on Kelly's path all the way. On a double. Come on, hustler. Move it. Move it. It's all safe for you now.
Move it. I hope you take the gas pipe, Sergeant. You creep.
Stay on Kelly's path.
Go to hell.
All the way, you jerk. Let's go, cowboy! Move it!
Come on, Wilbur, let's mount up, boy. Is there anything we can do for you over there, Corporal?
No, thanks, cowboy. We're all right.
Come on, Wilbur, hit it, boy.
Ready. Hey, Kelly. How do we get talked into this mess?
Took about 10 seconds to talk you into this.
Yeah, sure. But we were supposed to ride, not walk. Nobody said anything about mines, schlepping this 30 caliber machine gun all over the country.
Why don't you quit your bitching and just remember what's at the end of the line?
Kelly!
Hey, Joe, there's a patrol coming in.
All right, Kelly, spread them out across the road. Move it! Your crabs will leave you now.
Keep that gun set up on the other side of the wall.
Move it, would you? Move it. Don't forget about the bugs.
Sergeant, get the hell out of there.
Corporal, you'll never make it. We'll cover you from the road. Don't move unless they spot you.
Right. Go on.
Set up the BAR there, Mitchell. All right, stay down, load up. Stay down, load up.
Stay down. Stay down, hold your fire.
Fisher. Grenades.
Thank you.
late now. We're better off here anyway. Get your head down.
Was? Herr Feldwebel, nehmen Sie 6 Leute und gehen Sie nachschauen.
Jawohl. Du, raus, raus!
Let's move it out.
All right, you heard me. I said move it out.
Maybe they're only wounded.
They're dead, so forget it. Let's move.
over the hill. Come on.
I thought you said three Shermans. Those nuts have brought half the army with them.
This.
Split how many ways, stupid?
Come on, Willard! What is this? Huh? What is this, a ball game? Who are these guys?
My friends, Cookin.
Friends? Where'd you find them?
You there?
And there's a bunch of refugees over there.
Hey, it's a band!
A band? What are we in a band for?
Have a little faith, Krupkin. They're beautiful people.
Hey, kid, you gotta pull yourself together. We ain't in the middle of Central Park.
Oddball. Just how the hell do you figure on moving through enemy terrain with a column a mile long?
Easy. We can fight. We got an army.
Those freaks? That ain't an army. It's a circus.
Take it easy, Big Joe. Some of these people got sensitive feelings.
Who's the guy in charge?
I am.
What's the deal with the gold?
Any man who gets to the town and hits the bank gets an equal share.
Okay, but don't try to cross us, buddy. There's going to be trouble.
Yeah, well, who's going to make it, boy?
I am.
Well, why don't you get out?
Come on, get easy.
Come on, get out of here,
huh? Everybody else up on the
come
top.
On, let's
okay,
move
okay, but
out.
Don't double cross us, buddy.
There's going to be any double cross. It's going to be your fat lip.
Come on,
hey,
get
now,
moving.
Shut up.
Everybody up on that tank. Let's go.
Kelly, we're not going to go with those cowboys, are we?
Look, we've got $16 million up for grabs, and we're not going to let those clods beat us to it. Now, let's get moving.
Entire front. Why wasn't I told?
Well, I don't know, sir.
You're the communications officer, ain't you? You're supposed to be able to communicate. Who's broken through and how far are they gone?
Well, no one has, sir. It seems as though someone's found a hole in the right flank. They're trying to push elements of the 321st and the 35th into it.
Seems, Booker. Elements of the 321st and the 35th? I mean, who's pushing them in there and where the hell are they?
Well, I don't know, sir.
I'm coming down there, Booker. What's the sense of having a communications officer who can't communicate? Communication is more like a damn military sensor.
Good morning, sir. I'm just back from Paris, and I got everything you wanted, sir.
All I want is to know whether we have broken through or whether we haven't.
Well, it's pretty hard to say for certain, sir. Nothing's been confirmed yet. It's just that we've intercepted some signals that suggest some kind of action at a bridge near Clermont.
Is that Clermont, Booker?
Yes,
sir. Now, why in the hell did you say so? That's 30 miles beyond their lines. You got them on the radio?
Yes, sir. But it's pretty hard to pick them up clearly, sir, this time of the morning. It's got something to do with the ionosphere.
Well, get the ionosphere the hell off the air and get them on. All right, soldier, get out of there. Do something else. Let me in. What's the frequency, boy?
300 KC, sir. Now, you're not going to find them easy to follow. They're not using normal procedures. They're using some kind of code.
What kind of code?
Well, there's words like bank heist, crap game, Big Joe, Little Joe.
Hey, can anybody get rid of that machine gun for me?
There, that's it, that's them.
Where?
There, right on 300, right there.
There they are, sir. That's it. Those are the signals we've been picking up just for a couple hours.
Booker, will you shut up and let me try and listen to what you're saying?
Over. Wilco, over.
Oddball, this is Kelly.
Hey, Kelly, what the hell's going on out there, man?
Pretty well cleared of infantry. What do you hear from those other two tanks? Over.
No chance, man. No, they both had it. One of them's in the river and the other one's on the other side, burning.
Yeah, I can see him from here. Over.
Hey, where's Big Joe?
He's over on the other side. You get off the line, I'll try to get in touch with him.
Okay, over and out.
Kelly to Big Joe. Kelly to Big Joe. Over.
Kelly, it's Crap Game. What's happening over there? Over.
What's happening? They're dropping artillery all over the place. That's what's happening. Where's Big Joe? Over.
He's not here. He's pinned down under the bridge. Over.
Well, get him for me. Over.
Okay, okay.
We're losing him. We just had him in here good a minute ago. I'm doing it, Booker. Quiet!
Hey, what do you want me to do with this?
Get the hell out of here, Bouncer. We got the game on.
Joe, it's pretty clear over here, except for the artillery. The bridge is too far gone to get vehicles across, so you can bring the men over by foot.
Get them moving. Over.
Okay, I'll send them over in twos and threes. Out. Kachuko, Willett, drop your packs and take the equipment across the bridge.
Kelly! What did Big Joe say?
Says he's sending him across.
We've got him to hurry up! Get him down and hurry!
What's going on?
We're crossing over.
They're not crossing over without us.
Well, then you grab your trucks and come on up.
That bridge is too badly damaged to hold together.
You want to come? Fix it.
Half my equipment is jammed up in the rear.
And jam them. We've lost two tanks already. I'm not sticking around to lose a third. You understand?
Yes, and we made a deal.
Not with me. You didn't hear. You talk to Kelly.
Cowboys, stay with the truck.
Right.
Ready? This is Bellamy for Kelly. Kelly! We can't use the bridge. We can't ford the river. The bed's too soft.
So what do we do?
Go, Gene. Go, go.
You've got bridging equipment. Over.
That's a 5-hour operation. Can you hold on for 5 hours? Over.
No, no. Move. Oh, no. Move.
Bellamy, we're not going to hold on for 5 minutes. Now you can catch up.
Kelly, we're all in this together. You can't go it alone. Over.
Well, look, we're not going to wait 5 hours either. You can't keep up. That's your problem. Now we're pulling out and we're pushing forward. Over.
Attack, attack, attack. That's the kind of fighting spirit that I was talking about. Listen to that guy. If he was a major, he's a colonel.
Hey, Kelly, listen. This is the Gravediggers Registration Unit. We got a stake in his advance, too, you know.
Did you ever hear enthusiasm like that in all your life? You even got the damn Gravediggers in there. What the hell am I doing here? Ponsa, get me my uniform!
Get out of here. Give me that gun. Break up that radio.
Let's move them out.
Just tell General Castle that I want every man in this army on the road within the hour.
Yes, sir.
I'm pushing on to the Rhine.
But, sir, Claremont's 30 miles behind enemy lines.
Is that you, Maitland?
Just back from Paris, sir.
You get my vehicle and driver around here. Bonser, you get my box of medals. I'm going to decorate every man in this penetration, whoever they are. They save the reputation of this entire army. You're the guy supposed to be fighting this battle. You don't even know where in the hell it is. Well, I'll tell you where it is. It's 30 miles beyond where you thought it was, Booker. Come on now, let's get this army of mine back in the war.
You send that?
Friends, I've tried to warn me, but I held my head up high. All the time they warned me, but I only passed them by. Care. I turned my back and left them standing there.
Don't you think you ought to wait and let the army get in there ahead of you,
sir? History waits for no man, Jablonski. I've got an appointment with Destiny and Claremont. You take this weapon, Maitland. All right, boy. Make this thing
General, fun. Your medals.
Good luck, sir.
Kelly, we're in the bell tower of the church. You can see the whole town from up here almost. There's not much happening, though. I think they're still asleep.
There's three tigers in the square right down below us.
You see anything that looks like it might be a bank?
Yeah, I figure it's got to be this building right over here to the right of us. Can you see it from where you are? They've got two machine guns and some guards stuck up there on the roof.
I don't think I can see much of the center of town from up here. No, just a lot of rooftops and bombed-out buildings. Beside the tanks, can you see anything that looks like it might house support units?
Well, there's a big brown building right behind the bank with a jeep and two guards and about three trucks. Hold it. There's a German officer walking around the bank towards the brown building.
Well, what do you think?
Well, we shouldn't have any trouble unless it's with them tigers. We can take the two machine gunners on top of the roof from here. If you can just keep them guys busy for a while. Or maybe we can go down and get a closer look.
Now, stay there. Keep an eye out. See if you can find out where those troops are housed.
Right.
Well, what do you think, Oddball?
It's a wasted trip, baby. Nobody said nothing about locking horns with no tigers.
Hey, look. You just keep those tigers busy and we'll take care of the rest.
The only way I got to keep them tigers busy is to let them shoot holes in me.
We just want you to keep them interested for a while, that's all.
Oh, man! You guys are crazy! Look, when we was in a Bocage country, we was assaulted by them tigers. You know what I mean by assaulted, huh? Well, I mean assaulted!
Why don't you knock it off with them negative waves? Why don't you dig how beautiful it is out here? Why don't you say something righteous and hopeful for a change?
Crap.
All right, so it's a beautiful day. Now let's get down to cases. Tagger is an open country tank. We happen to have these in a small town with narrow streets, and we do have the element of surprise.
Yeah. Look, Kelly, a tiger has only one weak point. That's its ass. You've got to hit it point blank, and you've got to hit it from behind. Now, we do not have the element of surprise. They will hear our Detroit motors long before we ever even get inside that town.
And what if I can show you a way to get into that town so they don't hear you?
Hey, Oddball. This is your hour of glory, and you're checking it out.
To a New Yorker like you, a hero is some type of weird sandwich, not some nut who takes on three tigers.
Nobody's asking you to be a hero.
No? Then you sit up in that turret, baby.
No, because you're going to be up there, baby. And I'll be right outside showing you which way to go.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Crazy. I mean, like, so many positive waves. Maybe we can't lose. You're on.
You guys got anything?
No, not much. They just keep coming and going from the brown building behind the bank.
Cowboy.
Yeah?
In 20 minutes, I want you to start ringing that bell. And keep ringing as long as you can. Got it?
Right, Kelly.
Gutowski, 5 minutes after that bell starts, you get the guards on top of the bank.
Okay, Kelly.
All right, let's move on.
Morgen, Herr Sturmbannführer.
Haben Sie die Maschinen angelaufen?
Nein, mein Benzin ist zu knapp.
Das weiß ich. Oberst Dankov kommt heute zurück mit genug Benzin für uns nach Berlin zu gehen.
Ich hoffe es.
Lassen Sie den Motor 15 Minuten laufen, dass wir nicht zu zurückkommen brauchen.
Jawohl, Herr Sturmbannführer. Die Motoren anlassen.
Kelly? Kelly! Yeah, Kelly, where in the heck are you, man?
We're just outside of town. How's it look up there?
Well, pardon me, it doesn't look too good from here. They've got all those Tigers fired up down there, and it looks like they're getting ready for some heavy-duty action. I think we ought to pull out of here, pal.
No, stay right there. What do you think?
No, well, that's just routine. The Tigers turn their engines over for like 20 minutes every 3-4 hours.
Just routine, cowboy. You stay put.
Routine?
Well, I sure hope you're right, Kelly, because our asses are going to be hanging out up here if you ain't, boy, and I'm not kidding you.
Nothing's going to be hanging out. Now, just relax. Out. Sure you're right about those Tigers?
Sure I'm right. Hey, look, you know, if those engines are turning over, we can sneak right off the edge of town. Nobody will hear us, right?
Right.
Shall I move out?
Good man.
Move out!
Thank you.
Stay here till I signal you.
Partner. Now, don't you get lonely up here without me now, here?
Thank you.
kan dus niet verstaan waarom er blinkt het blok in Dorten. Het was iets los, denken ze.
Alright, let's go. Switch it on and move it out.
Give me that hand radio.
Katowski? Katowski?
Bell's making so damn much noise he can't hear what we're saying.
I thought that was what you wanted.
So the Germans can't hear us. I move them out, slow.
Thank you.
Get out of here.
Come on up.
Over there. Come on, you idiot.
Hey, you jerk. Hey, will you knock it off with those cuckamamie bells?
Look, Kelly told me to ring these bells.
I know what he told you, but they know we're here already, so knock it off.
God almighty. You guys smell like you fell into a dung heap.
Kind of makes you homesick, don't it?
You know, it does kind of, don't it, old buddy?
Yeah.
Pull it.
Fire!
That's paint.
Hold up!
Explosives to get these open. This place is built like Fort Knox. Cowboy, check around and see if there's a back door. Can you see anything?
There's a big lump in the middle of the floor.
There's a tiger coming down the street!
Tell me to take it easy. You take it easy.
Drinking wine and eating cheese and catching some rays, you know.
What's happening?
Well, the tank's broken and they're trying to fix it.
Then why the hell aren't you up there helping them?
Oh, man. I only ride them. I don't know what makes them work.
Oh, creeps.
Definitely an antisocial type. That's my other dog imitation.
Mm-hmm. Where'd he get it?
Well, he got it right here in the leg.
Anything else?
What do you mean, anything else? Ain't that enough for you?
How do you feel, Hessler?
Great. Since when did you ever give a damn how I felt?
Okay, wise guy, forget it.
Hey, Joe.
Yeah?
Come here.
What do you want?
How are things going with the bank?
Nothing. The shaman's broken down and nobody's gonna move that tiger out of the square.
To make a deal.
What kind of a deal?
A deal. The guy's a Republican. Business is business. Right?
Okay, big mouth.
Come on, Jonesy, get it going, hey, let's go, come on! Get that done, hey, come on, let's go, get in there, come on! Come on, let's go, roll in there!
What?
It's ready!
Right! Okay, let's go. Let's move along here. Come on.
from, Sergeant?
Jersey City.
Stand up straight when the general speaks to you.
Well, now, don't you feel bad about it. You're a hell of a soldier, and I just want to shake your hand. All America's real proud of you today. All right, come on. I got a medal here in the Jeep for you.
Men, 16 million bucks shot.
It's shot, Kelly.
Well, maybe we can use the fuel pump from that tanker.
No, it won't work on this motor.
Mechanical genius.
Oh, man. Oddball, look, I can't make it work without the parts, no matter how positive I think.
Hey, look, Kelly, this guy in the Tiger, the least we can do is get him on the radio and talk to him.
You crazy? The guy's got to be a full fanatic freak, otherwise he would have split out of this town 20 minutes ago.
Hey, all this guy is doing is guarding the bank like he was told.
Yeah, maybe. But I wonder if he knows what's in it.
Cigarette?
No smoke. The fuel system is rotten. We have gasoline all over the place.
Sorry. Hey, look, Max, you and us, we're just soldiers, right? We don't even know what this war's all about. All we do is we fight and we die, and for what? We don't get anything out of it. In about a half an hour, the whole American army's gonna be coming down that road. Why don't you do yourself a great, big, fat favor, huh? And get the hell out of here.
I have orders. This bank isn't to fall into the hands of the American army.
Sergeant, this bank's not gonna fall in the hands of the American army. It's gonna fall in our hands. You see, we're just a private enterprise operation.
You, the American army.
No, baby, we ain't. You know what's inside that bank, man? There's $16 million worth of gold in that bank, sweetheart. It's about 65 million marks.
And Sergeant, all you have to do to have an equal share of this money is crank this turret around and blow a hole in that door. Electric ship.
So I'm gonna get me a ranch in Texas with about 10, 20, 35 women. Ooh, let it go.
I told you it worked. I told you.
Nah, you never told me. You never told me.
Come on, Barbara, keep it moving.
Yeah, but Joe.
One Cadillac coming up, Willard.
Oh, I'm getting the pickup truck.
Woof, woof, woof. Woof, woof.
Okay, Crapkin, we got our cut and we're moving out.
Right. Take it easy, kid.
See you, Big Joe.
Okay, stay lucky, you nut.
Mm-hmm. See you, babe.
Papa doo 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 doo.
Joe.
fraud, Pachuco.
You didn't tell me. I didn't tell you.
Come on, Barbara. Keep it moving.
We have small car full. We go now.
Yeah, well, you take care of yourself now, huh?
Thank you.
I'll be the same.
Oh. Huh? See? What did I tell you, huh?
Now look, Arthur. The trade for the uniforms, I can understand. But to buy this tank, you gotta be crazy.
It's a mother beautiful tank.
It's a piece of junk. The fuel system leaks all over the place. It's a piece of junk.
Always with the negative waves, Moriarty. Always with the negative waves. Right.
General, he's on the edge of town right this minute.
Okay, Gutowski, you go help him with the gold.
Hey, Fisher.
Yeah, what do you want?
Listen, after splitting with Oddball and the Germans, we should have 125 boxes left at $8,400 a box. That's how much?
It's $10,500,000.
Correct. Split 12 ways.
$875,000 each.
Very good, Fish. You win a cookie.
Thanks.
Je vais chasser de nos foyers, de notre patrie, de notre chère France.
I just wanted to know that. Appreciate very much, all of us. Yeah, and we, the general comes. Eisenhower. Eisenhower, that's right. Yeah. You don't understand. The Gaulle. The General de Gaulle is coming right now.
Come on, Kelly,
moment.
The cavalry's coming down the road.
It's a hand.
What the hell are they saying, Maitland?
They seem to figure De Gaulle.
De Gaulle? He ain't even in this car.
Thank you.